Yes, I borrowed the FRS radios from the club for purposes of just doing a simple little net. And, yeah, we do this for the technician training, and it seems to be very effective in getting people comfortable with talking on the air. And so we're doing that. It's not going to be ham-oriented. It's going to be just kind of just FRS, GMRS-oriented, friendly kind of net. So that's going to be kind of fun. And then I'll do my my usual kind of grid down preparedness, what are your options with radio kind of chat. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to teach, and glad to have the opportunity. And it's very nice of Gary and Tammy to open up their homestead to our event, and greatly appreciate everything they do for us. Anything else, JM?
Maybe at all, I had Scott out there, so I kind of owe him. The programming that he'd done was in a rush, so we're going to build up that programming for, we're going to have a couple different types of programming. We're going to do one for analog and one that includes digital and then strictly GMRS. We're going to do a couple different ways of doing it. We're going to stick with most of them, the southeast corner of the state. And then, I don't know, we're going to include as much as we can. But, yeah, I kind of missed you there. But I owe him, so we're doing in Flint, we're doing a trivial thing at a bar. He wants me along on his team for this trivia thing. I'm like, oh, no, I hope this guy don't get his hopes up too much.
Well, you seem like a pretty knowledgeable guy, Mike, and I would certainly want you on my Trivial Pursuit team. Yeah, it's going to be a nice event, I think. For some reason, I don't know that I've met Scott. At first, I thought it was Scott and Indy XP, but it's not. And so once I understood that, I was like, I probably have seen this guy before, but I look forward to meeting him. He seems very enthusiastic. And I look forward to helping them out as much as I can. I am going to try to do a little programming after I get done with my portion of the program. Do you happen to know what radio he has?
Well, we are working on a few different radios right now. We're looking at the UV. It's Quansheng. We bought a bunch of clones, and it takes a separate board. You cut off the FM chip out of it, and then you solder a second board to them. And Amazon is running a deal, Amazon Prime. You can get two of them for $33, and they cover the ham stuff. I mean, they receive everywhere, down to, I think you can receive into 40 meters, but they're not all mode transmit, which is what I want on 2 and 440. But he has a couple different types of radios. He's a new ham still, but he does a lot of computer tech work for his job, and so he glommed right onto that. But we've got I can send you a link, Larry. Somebody shot me your phone number. I could probably get a hold of you and text you a few things too, or find you on Facebook if you're on there.
Yeah, I'm also on QRZ, so feel free to send an email through that. If you got my phone number, text me, and I'll shoot you back the presentation that I deliver for this little thing. It's kind of evolved over the last couple of years, but it's really set up to just give people the lay of the land of what is radio and what are their capabilities given what are your needs. And so I'm happy to send that on. Thanks. I would appreciate that link. I am familiar with the Quansheng. I want to say it's a UVK5 or K6, and I actually got four of those. My wife, of all people, was interested in getting connected with her friends, and so we've got those set up and programmed, and familiar with that. I'll give it a whirl tomorrow.
The K5 is the one they've got, they're running a promo on, but it's not an actual Quansheng, it's a clone, it's a Chinese clone of a Chinese radio.